We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
The brother Tank. What's up, Tank?
When?
You know, I'm in here, man.
Looking younger and younger every time we see you, man.
Yeah. I use a good exfoliant.
What's your routine in the morning? You got a face routine in the morning?
No. Well, I use my wife's, you know, beauty tools and stuff. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Xena Foster Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Get over there. Got to get you a
you
free
sure
package.
Do.
Yeah. I get you, right? But that's about it. You know what I'm saying? A little Dove.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? I keep it clean.
Tank always happy. Every time you see Tank,
yes,
be happy.
Yo.
No, okay, wherever you see Tank, if it's a club, if it's out in the street, Tank is always happy. Like he's always in a good mood.
Listen, she's apparently been listening to my music, so I feel good about that.
Yes, I
know.
You
know Tank walked in, Tank looked at Jesse and said, somebody been in there.
Somebody. and didn't get out. This ain't funny. You know what I'm saying? Man, this is serious.
No,
congratulations to you, though.
Thank you so much.
That's really awesome. I'm really happy for you.
Do you make your movie? I mean, you make your music for those moments to get
hell
you pregnant?
Yeah. That was kind of the point in the beginning. You know, like everything we do is for the attention of a woman or women, for that matter, depending on how you plan it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So for me, musically, like, I want to be connected to as many of those moments as humanly possible. I want to be responsible for bringing life into the universe.
Have people come up to you and said that? I nutted
Absolutely.
In my girl because of you. I shot the club.
I've met the kids.
Damn.
Wow.
He's here because of you, Tay.
Yeah. No, I was born because I've met the, I'm that old now. You know what I'm saying? To where I've met the children.
Yes.
The offspring of my music. So I'm really proud of that.
Absolutely.
I see it feels like R&B, especially the 90s, 2000s R&B has picked up a lot more. Have you noticed that as well?
Absolutely. The feeling.
I was
going
to ask you that.
It's the feeling of it is what's back. People want to, and it's what's crazy is that, of course, I give credit to the women for keeping R&B in the mainstream conversation, right? Mm-hmm. they have been kicking ass and taking names, right? But I gotta give some credit to hip hop to the sampling of all of this old R&B that they've been bringing back to the forefront and making people take a deep dive into what those samples are and rediscovering the original feelings and now desiring those things.
Mm-hmm. Give me some examples. What's
shit, so much.
Mm-hmm.
I was just listening to Doja Cat.
Yeah, Doja Cat just did it. She just had a number one record.
With the Troop record. I mean, it's originally Michael Jackson 5, but all I do is think of you. Mm-hmm. Dan. I was like, ugh. You remember the first time you heard Troop?
Absolutely.
Shout out to Lil Steve and them, like, Chucky Booker in them, like that type of production.
Yeah.
They don't even do that no more. So you have to actually outsource it by going to the crates.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And bringing that feeling back. And they don't know why it's connecting. We know because we were there.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's something about that frequency that just makes you feel good.
I was like, even when like your first, you did it with your own music.
With my own music.
You recreated I Deserve.
Yeah.
And was it Please? No, it wasn't Please Don't Go. You recreated two.
I did one of my own with I Deserve. I was like, let me sample it before somebody else sample it
because
they're going to take all the money.
That is so good.
And then I went.
No, it was the Brian McKnight one that you did. You featured Chris Brown.
It was Brian McKnight, originally Michelle and DeCocello.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there was that. And I was like, you know what? I might as well get in on this too because we rarely do that. And I was like, let me just tap into some old. And of course, Brian McKnight, you know, one of my inspirations growing up. And Michelle and DeCocello is absolutely one of my favorites. So I just had to get some of that.
I was going to ask you, man, that was one of my questions I have for you. Is R&B music a sound or a feeling?
It's both.
Okay.
It's both. Because it's like the feeling is expressed through the sounds. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Think about like Devante. Like, how was he feeling when he made that? When they were making Jodeci music, like what was he on? You know what I'm saying? When Casey says, "Take my money, Jesus Christ,
my house and my
house
car,
and my car for one
hit of you."
Okay, Shaw.
Ain't no pussy that good.
Let him work. Let him work. You gotta mean that.
In order for it to
resonate.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you can take my money, my house, and my car for one hit of you. I mean that to this day.
Mm.
To this day, I mean that. Mm.
But you don't hear that now. That soul and that feeling.
By the way, that's just a slick way of telling somebody, I'll give you the world. That's what you're really saying.
Yeah, but we moved into this, you know, kind of, you know, simp and all of these things when it comes to taking care of women.
Or expressing love.
I just think that men are just, they've been programmed to not be vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? They've been programmed to not cater. I don't know who started that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't pimping. It ain't player.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because all the pimps and the players I grew up watching was taking care of they women.
But where did it end? Like, what era did it end? Because even early Trey Songz was singing his ass off to the women and expressing his love.
I think it was when the R&B singers started wanting to be rappers. And when a lot of these R&B singers probably started having sex with the rappers.
I think it's exactly what Tank said. It's guys are... I'm trying to go over that, what you say, yo? Say it again.
That's what I think of what it was.
Say it again.
I think when the R&B singers started wanting to be rappers,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the R&B singers started sleeping with the rappers.
I don't even know what that means.
Right, not saying that a man can't make songs about another man and it still be a love song.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, I think that they started loving on each other so much that they really was on some F the women stuff.
Yeah, and
I think, wish I could have seen Tank face. Tank is like, what the?
No, but I also think that you know, with the wanting to be with hip hop's emergence, right? It became this really cool thing that was taking over everything, the airwaves, mm-hmm, the radio, mm-hmm, the clubs, and all of that. And so, as R&B artists getting left behind, we're trying to figure out how to compete.
Mm-hmm.
And stay relevant.
Yeah.
And so you in the club and you know, you're a decently hot artist, but none of your songs are being played in here.
Mm-hmm.
And all the songs are about bottles and they're about cars and they're about money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, it's not about women, it's about bitches. And so it's like, I got to incorporate some of this into my music if I'm going to survive in this new landscape. And so as we took that turn, or as R&B took that turn, it never found its balance.
I think it's the DJ's fault. And I'll tell you why. Because there used to be a time when we was growing up, in the clubs, there would be a moment where the slow songs played.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But regardless, y'all don't turn down now. Everybody be on too much drugs.
Well, yeah. I mean, there was a time, and usually it was at the end of the party, but now it comes back. Now I have a set in the middle of my party where I play R&B music in the set. And that's usually the biggest part of it, because people are singing. They feel that how it felt to be in during that time. So it does go back. I would say that, but I just feel like it doesn't make it cool anymore. If somebody talks about singing in the rain anymore, or talking about the girl hurt their feelings, like, I was listening to Boys to Men record, and he was telling his girl cheated, and he was like, it's okay, baby, I just want you back.
I just didn't care.
But if somebody did that now, they'd be like, look at this simp ass. You know what I mean?
Listen, I still do it. I don't care.
You still what? Simp?
If that's what they want to call it.
Yeah, we supposed to. We married.
If I wasn't married, that's still what I'm gonna be on.
Mm-hmm. Showing that you can be vulnerable as a man, like, you know, you open it up, and then that, I'm telling you, I don't care. That's what, I guess I can only speak for me, but I can speak for a lot of women too. Like, that is attractive when a man is not only just thinking bottles, bitches. Yeah, this is what I'm gonna do. No, it's, you gotta speak to my soul in music, and some, like, a lot of older R&B does that for me. Yeah. I don't hear today.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I don't subscribe to any of that stuff. I don't care what they do or how the tables turn. I do the R&B that I love, that I fell in love with. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I watch my older uncles and everybody. I still follow their motto. And my job, I'm responsible for maintaining the line to where we treasure and we cater and we take care of our women.
And the other thing too, I think the art of lovemaking is gone. Like, if you listen to if you listen to, like, the album that you and Jay Valentine did, and that song Slow.
You
have had to have made love in order to truly appreciate that record. Mm-hmm. You sitting on my face, that's my type of view.
Come on, talk to him, Charlamagne. God damn it.
He's serious. It's a note skip.
You have to be, listen, men, I want to say this. I want to put this out there. And I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this this way, and then we'll fix it up later. Mm-hmm. You have to fall back in love with pussy. Mm-hmm. You have to fall back in love with the idea. Now let's clean it up. Of making love to a woman.
Talk that talk. No, you're right. Talk that talk. I'm listening.
That's right.
And doing it at a high level.
That's right.
You have listen. That's right. You have to. Study a woman.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You have to ask questions. That's right. You have to learn her body in order to do this thing the right way.
That's right.
Every key does not start. One key doesn't start every car.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You gotta be curious that's right. about that
that's
thing.
Right. That's right.
Right? And outside of the curiosity, you have to have an affinity for it.
That's right.
You got to have a love for it.
You got
to
enjoy it.
Sit it on my face.
Yes.
That's my point of
view.
My type of
view. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Huh? Can I swim in your ocean?
Can I swim in your ocean?
Come on now.
You better.
I'm scuba diving. Let's go.
I love this shit.
Yes. Don't do it to finish. Do it because you love it.
Listen, my wife would tell you, just eat it and beat it.
Hey, talk
at a high level.
That's right.
I treat her like she knew.
All of
every time.
Talk about it. That ain't no pause.
You talk about your wife. Ain't no pause.
We was facing each other. I don't care when I'm. You in the club, I don't care what no other niggas is doing.
That's right.
Listen, when I used to be in the club with Jamie Foxx, and Foxx would look around in his sex space, too many dudes in here. Y'all gotta move. That's where I'm from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where the women at?
That's right.
That's my focus.
Right, right. And that's not a diss. That's just the truth.
Yeah,
it is.
That's why I got all this nice shit on, man.
Your R&B singers, I would assume their muse is women at all times.
That's the point.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the point, to have some type of spiritual or physical connection with a woman. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we're getting in the vault. That's what we're getting. We're getting R&B more of that.
More of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More of that feeling. Shout out to Fab. Fabulous is when I say stand up, brother, absolutely, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, pulled up for me, not just on the song. And you know, sometimes, you know, when you're dealing with an artist, you know, of the magnitude of Fab, like, it can take you a good 4 to 6 months to get that feature. Mm-hmm. He's moving. He's in Abu Dhabi. He's, you know, he's moving around. This man said, I got you. As soon as I get back, I'll be back in a week and a half, 2 weeks, I got you. Not only knocked that out, said, when's the video, when we shoot? Cool, I'm on the way. Then said, man, where the assets so I can promote? Like,
Fab has come from a different generation.
But he's still Fab. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so your access to him, regardless of how cool you are, is still limited, right? Because he's doing what he does.
Absolutely.
And so for him to make himself available to me and for this record, man, which is really, really
before
big.
Before we get started.
Before we get started. And this race, it's in terms of climbing the charts, is my fastest record.
Oh, wow.
You know what do you think that is?
Tempo.
Okay.
People have been waiting for tempo from me. I got the slow in the mid. Mm-hmm. I got that. Mm-hmm. But now they done let me get some tempo. Now you done fucked up.
So you did this on purpose. You wanted a tempo, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is calculated. Mm-hmm. This is on purpose. I needed the right one. My guy Dirk sent me this record. I said, you do not know what you have just done. Mm. You gave Tank tempo?
Crazy.
It's crazy that you're still trying to make new records at this point. I mean, not saying that you can't, but you have such a catalog that you really don't even have to if you don't want to.
I do.
Okay.
Because I don't remember that last hit record. Mm. I don't remember it. Mm-hmm. I don't live in it. I don't live in that last outfit that I wore. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Every day is, okay, what's next? How can I beat that? That was cool because I'm watching around me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If need be, I'll drive up to CB's house, you know what I'm saying, and let him play me 1,000 songs. I'm like, shit, I got more work to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'll look at the charts and see who's on there. I'm not. Oh, okay, I got work to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's what drives me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so many new things happening every day that I'm like, ooh, I got to compete with that. I got to fight with that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it gets me up for game.
Now, your health and how you are as far as not drinking and all the things that you do, is that from what place? Is that from a place of you seeing people your age doing it and you're like, damn, they don't look as good? Or is it from a I just want to be healthy type of place?
It's really healthy. I mean, it's really like I'm an athlete first. So for me, it's very important, you know, what goes into my body, because what goes in is what comes out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I've often been in the gym. And my motto to myself is, what will Floyd do? What would Mayweather do? You know what I'm saying? Because I've watched him buy 30 bottles. You know what I'm saying? I've watched the people around him rolling up smoke, and I've watched the people around him just indulge. I watched him do none of it and then grab his stuff out the back of the truck when we leave the club and run home. Mm. I said, that's what $1 billion looks like. Mm-hmm. I want that. Mm-hmm. So when me and my guy Gaines get in there, like, it's not a game. This part of what I do, as it correlates to who I am as an artist, it's not why I do it. I would be doing this anyway.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be 150. You know what I'm saying? Still pulling up to the Breakfast Club.
150?
Yeah.
Shoot, ain't gonna be here.
We ain't gonna be here.
Listen, I pray y'all are still here, but if y'all not, I'm still.
I think I'll be here. I got 101.
You got 101? Okay. Listen, I why can't we? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
150.
Why not?
About 150.
Why not?
I'm not gonna say we can't. I'm not gonna put a limitation on it. You know what I mean?
It's all in what you're putting in.
Did what happened with Jamie scare you too?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, it just goes back to the idea of you just never know. Mm-hmm. You just never know, and it's not something you can predict. Not something you can, for his situation, prevent. You know what I mean? Sometimes your body will just, you know, the alert is detrimental, mm-hmm. right? Your body telling you something is wrong is sometimes, you know, the alarm is damn near fatal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's just life. And so, yeah, it's scary. I mean, just not just because he's, you know, one of my best friends, but just like it could have easily been either one of us.
Mm-hmm. You know what I found interesting about that situation too? Because you talk about, you know, giving people their flowers while they're here. When it seemed like Jamie, I don't want to say this, but may not have made it. Like people didn't know.
Yeah.
Everybody was giving him his flowers.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he made it, it's like all of that kind of just stopped.
Went away.
It's like when he was, like we were appreciating, Jamie's the greatest of all. He's one of the most talented human beings. And as soon as you realize he's okay, it's just like all of that stopped.
I want to say our culture, we have a thing about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, somebody passes and then we run the music up the charts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We have a thing about our legendary artists that we just don't preserve mm-hmm. until it's too late. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was having this conversation yesterday about Boyz II Men, right? Boyz mm-hmm. II Men is the highest selling group of all mm-hmm. times. Not the highest selling black group, the highest selling group.
Wow.
Really?
I actually remember a time where I was sending my sister to go see a Boyz II Men concert at a venue that only held 400 people. Mm. How is that even possible?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That we let mm-hmm. Boyz II Men get to that. Now they back now. They, you know, they 6-7 figures do good now, yeah. right? But how is it that we let that happen? Whereas in the Rolling Stones can pop out every summer.
I was gonna say that we
sold
good,
out stadium.
They're not that good, and they should be that good. If they the number one selling, they should be on some Rolling Stones to do the Garden 3 times, 4 times, 5 times in a row every year.
You mm-hmm. too. We can run down the list mm. of those legendary artists from those other cultures that still get to run it up, and we just throw our legends away so casually, like they didn't build this. That's we can't do
sad,
that.
Yeah,
you said, well, what the highest selling group in what category?
R&B? I mean,
R&B, maybe? I don't know.
Boyz II Men?
I don't know. I'm looking, asking. Yeah,
Google that.
Yeah, Mr. Dexter's Laboratory over there.
Dexter?
Always.
Look it up.
Yeah, you know. Boyz II Men. Yeah.
But you're right. But even think about it.
The highest selling R&B group of all time.
But yep. even think about it like this. No disrespect to Michael Bivins. Michael Bivins should be a 100 millionaire if that's the case, because he founded them and them records are still moving.
Well, I mean, that's business, right? And so, you know, I was in the New Edition story. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So how all that business came about and what went on behind those, that's a different conversation. But ultimately, yes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The conversation should be Michael Bivins pioneered X, Y, and Z. Let's make sure that he has a job or a high-level position curating the next generation of, you know what I'm saying? When people right. come on my podcast, like I yell at all these people. I yell at mm-hmm. Sean Garrett. I yell at, you know, all these pioneers who come on our podcast. I'm like, what are you doing? Mike City, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You know so much about this game. You've mm-hmm. curated so many moments, so much music. Have blessed so many artists. What are you doing? You know this. What are we doing to preserve our genre of music?
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've challenged everybody, and we're taking the challenge on too. R&B Money is taking on the challenge. We R&B everything.
The R&B Money Festival. Podcast with Tank and J Balvin that. On the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network.
Yes.
What is the meaning of the R&B Money? Like, why is it your podcast? Why is it the albums? What does that mean? What does that sound, brand mean? R&B money.
People love money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People love the idea that something makes money, that is successful, and that is just attractive to people.
Mm-hmm.
The word money, right? You can't get past it. Like, as soon as you heard Young Money, it's like, oh, them some young niggas getting money.
Yeah, right.
As soon as you heard Cash Money, like, oh, they money isn't all cash. You just love money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so for me, it's like associating R&B with success. We could be deep and put some other nuances to it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A glamorous R&B, or you know what I'm saying? Or top shelf R&B. No, for simple people, R&B money.
R&B money.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league.
Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
How we live and all this you see came from R&B.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, when I listen to a song like Wanna Love, is love when it comes to R&B, the sound or the feeling, is it simply sexual?
No.
Okay.
No. It can't be. Mm-hmm. Because love is not those things. Mm-hmm. Like we say wanna make love. Like that it sounds good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's just the physical aspect of it. But love is the choice you make about somebody every day. It's not an actual feeling. Mm. Love is a choice that you have to make every day. So I'm rocking with you. Right? Good or bad or ugly. Like when we were just talking about somebody, when he said, "I know you were seeing that other fella."
Mm-hmm.
That's but part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't marry into perfection.
Mm-hmm.
I married under the idea that, hey man, whatever it is, we're just gonna rock through it.
Mm-hmm.
I chose you to walk through life with, and that means whatever comes with that.
Love got to be a feeling, though, right?
No, that's euphoria.
Really?
Yeah.
Break that down for me, Take. I ain't get there yet.
Love is a choice.
Okay.
It's a choice, right? As we go back, let's say you're Christian. Let's say you're a devout Christian. You're into the Bible. The choice that was made was that Jesus said, "I'm going to die for you." Mm. God so loved the world that He sent. Mm. It wasn't a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
He set something in motion because that's how you show the love.
Mm.
I'm going to send my son, and then he's going to die. Another choice that he made. He didn't have to die. He could have tore that whole thing down.
But you only make that choice for things that you have feelings for, right? Like, I don't wake up every day and choose to love something that I don't have any love for.
It's a commitment. Mm-hmm. It's a commitment to your purpose. Right? You get good feelings from it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just you being connected to the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Things feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And when you're on a certain path that you're connected to, it feels even better.
Mm.
Because it's connected to your purpose or connected to, you know, like when you have deja vu and you're like, I feel like I've been here before. I feel like I'm supposed to be here. You feel that.
Yeah.
Right? But that's just feelings.
Yeah.
Love is a choice. Mm. I have to decide how I express that choice. And we just call it love.
So war is a choice too then?
Hmm?
War is a choice too.
100%.
Okay. You got a song on the new album called War.
And 100%.
It made me say, if you know your behavior is going to cause war, why choose it, Tank?
Sometimes you can't help yourself. You cannot help yourself.
Mm.
We are not perfect people.
That is true.
We're not.
But you know you ain't supposed to spend that $10,000 in the club. You know you ain't
supposed
to come
home
late. Sometimes
you can't help yourself.
You're a married man. You're not supposed to
do that.
You
ain't never been in a club and it just... And the moment just got good to you, I just feel like we need 3 more bottles. We need 3 more bottles and we need 5 more thousand and ones.
Not in my 40s.
Not this age.
I'm not saying right now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, mm-hmm. when you started really getting that money.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like when you in the strip club and you in a zone.
You talking to somebody that picks up singles off the floor though.
That was back in the day. Relax. I was at war with myself. When
you're in the strip club and you get in a zone, just bring me more ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'll figure it out after this.
Mm-hmm. It's
remember you could manipulate the where you go get the money from, the machine? Remember you could manipulate the ATM on the weekends?
No.
A lot of people too young for that. You remember? You could go to different ATMs and grab money out based on the balance that you have.
On Friday.
Mm.
And they wouldn't catch it until Monday. You'd be overdrawn like
$1,500.
Jesus.
But I had to get to the strip club. They needed to see me.
They needed to see me.
Jeez. And I couldn't come in empty handed.
Yo, this man is crazy.
How much have you spent at the strip club, Tay?
Huh?
How much you think you spent at the strip
most
club?
In one
I don't
night.
Know.
Oh, that you said 10,000.
No, I mean, in the most in one night, maybe not something like maybe like a little 40, 50, nothing crazy.
40, 50,000?
Yeah.
At strip club?
What you mean nothing a little crazy? 40, 50?
What's wrong with that?
That's a lot of money, $50,000 in a strip club.
In relation
to what?
To what you make.
No.
Someone who only said no.
Tank said, I'm acting my wage. I don't know about y'all.
Y'all niggas don't let me know what y'all
sometimes make. You save up for that moment. I've seen real money being spent in a club.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I've been with BMF
mm-hmm.
with real money.
Mm-hmm.
That $50,000 I'm talking about is nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe stowing all hundreds when I walked in with him. And like in Charlemagne fashion, I have my shirt out. I need to catch some of this.
That's right.
I'm not going to dance. But all this can't hit the floor.
Mm.
Like, I've I've seen it.
What do strip clubs do for R&B singers? Like, we know why rappers go to the strip club. Like, you know, they want to get their music played, yada, yada.
Because at a time, our music was being played in there. So you forget, my music is being played in the strip clubs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, no, I host strip clubs.
Yeah.
They call me and they play When We, they play Fucking With Me. Yeah, they play, yeah. I got shit.
Yeah, plays. No, you do. Listen, yeah. Home, yeah. When You Dance. You got a song called
When You Dance. Yeah. I got shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so when they dance to my music, then I have to reward them for that.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to take care of them for that.
So you go to the strip club for free. The money that you make at the strip club, you give back.
Just give it back. He like, no, don't be dumb.
It's the give back program. I remember when I was the first artist to host King of Diamonds. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I hosted King of Diamonds, I think I might have got like 15 to 20,000 for it. Mm-hmm. And I foolishly got all that in ones. Mm. But I had a time. I went back, played basketball, had some food. I looked up one time, my guy Aaron Corso, he was eating steak.
Mm. Played basketball where?
King of Diamonds.
Oh, they do got
a
Miami.
Basketball. They got a barbershop, basketball. Yeah, yeah.
Barbershop.
Everything. Barbershop.
That nigga said, y'all niggas won't even leave. No, it's like, nope.
They had the soap. They had the suds you could get in the pool. Like, I left like one time, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
I was walking out. Strippers was dressed.
You had
we walked
residency.
Out together.
Yeah,
residency
in an apartment. That was before you was married, though.
No, yeah. Well, but war is just a depiction of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This means war. Look how late I'm walking in. I'm in some random club drinking with my friends.
What did your wife say when she hear these stories?
She's indifferent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you know she don't like strip clubs. At all.
So she doesn't go with you?
No. And I'd be like, babe, you should go with me. You know what I'm saying? We had this rule where I wouldn't go, and then I just started breaking the rules and was like, look, I'm going. Grown ass man, you can tell me where I can't go. But, you know, it was because I would go in there and I would kind of be irresponsible. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I understand. If you're spending $50,000, she'd probably be like, no, tank?
It's that. And so there's, okay, if you're going to go, you're going to have a good time. Like, don't forget, you know, you got the family. Like, let's just. You know, so.
Damn, how good of a time are you having when you forget you have a family, Tank? You know how much of a time you must be having in the script club to forget you got a family?
It's, if she looking at the Amex, you know what I'm saying, and then there's a tab for $12,000, like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Come on now.
That's what you need a wife for. That's nice.
You need an accountability system.
Mm, that's right.
I absolutely need that.
That's right.
So that's just kind of our thing, but, you know. In this song, I just wanted to make sure to tell that story. Because every man goes through this. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Where they just want to do what they want to do. They want to do their thing. I see you calling me, but I'm rocking right now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's like you said, it's starting a war.
Yeah.
You know you're starting a war.
Yeah.
But you're like, you know what, I'll fight that battle when I get home. Mm. Fuck it, it is what it is.
Well, it almost got a country feel to it a little bit.
It's very country.
Is that on purpose? Like,
it's very on purpose.
Because of the time that's going, everything?
No, I did this record 3 years ago.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, y'all finally caught up. Mm. Cool, I'll drop it. Mm. My guys, Javon, co-captains, they produced it. And when they sent it to me, I was like, bro, this is so different. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when I wrote it, I was like, okay, let me tell this story. You know, 'cause country is still a good place where you can tell those stories.
The best.
And so that's where that came from. But I've been there. Everybody just now, you know, trying to be country. I've been there.
A lot of these songs that you have been done. I mean, is that why it's called The Vault? Because you think of a vault and you like, this is what I had been had.
That one is the only one.
Okay.
That I had already. What's the other one? Come Inside.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
You know all about that.
You know.
Yeah. That man had a special place. She just relived that shit.
All right.
Yeah. She's a dang. That was a Kevin Hart damn. Dang. And that record and I had that record, but I did that record at the Love Camp for Puff. For Diddy in his album. Mm-hmm. And when he was going through records, this song didn't make the cut. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I called him, I was like, bro, because he was holding all the records. Mm-hmm. Everything was done at the camp. He's mine. I paid for the, you know what I'm saying? I paid for the camp. And rightfully so, he can do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Whoever pays for that studio time and all that.
So how did the camp work? He paid y'all to write records, and he just kept.
Well, I mean, he created the atmosphere. So bought the studio, set up the tents. Like, he just did a whole thing. Chefs, bar, like, you know, Puff do it. This was in L.A.
Fantastic album. That album was too, by the way.
Great album.
That album was fantastic. Yeah.
Great album. You know, so I wasn't mad. I was like, man, it's some great music on there. I'm not mad. Jazzy did her thing on there. Yeah. I was like, crazy album. But, you know, a lot of times when artists have these records, that, you know, they hold them until they need them. They'll use them for the next project or whatever. And I hit him. I was like, Diddy, I need that record, man. Can you please let me get that record? He's like, Playboy, I got you, King. You good, man. Run with it. Mm-hmm. And that was love on his part, man, because most artists, you know, they don't do that.
How many did you write on the record, on the album?
I didn't write any on the album.
None on the album?
Yeah, I mean, I submitted a lot. I did a lot of work. But for me, like, I don't really go to camps. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't go to the whole, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. 1,000 producers, 1,000 writers. Yeah. But, you know, when he hit me, he was like, bro, you're the best at it. And I just need you. I need you in the building. I need people to see that you're here. Because that's going to make people, oh, Tank here. I got to go hard. Mm-hmm. I got to go crazy. And so I was there for the energy, but also to participate. Work with, you know, Cardiac, who's super dope. Eric Bellinger, all those guys was up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, the room. I mean, when I say it was crazy, it was crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, the people that came, that showed up for Diddy for that camp, it was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. So I was just happy they let me walk with that record. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're about to go on tour with another OG, Carl Thomas.
Carl Thomas.
Yes.
One of the greatest R&B albums of all time.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Not even close.
And people, I've seen people ask me, you know, people ask me why, you know, why you choose Carl Thomas, why you choose Kerry Hilson. I'm like, you don't hear it.
Mm-hmm. Emotion is literally one of the greatest R&B albums. Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't hear it.
Top to bottom, love making music.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when we down at them doo-wops with Mike Garner down in Miami, and them Carl Thomas records come on, it's a thing.
Absolutely.
Shit really happens.
Listen.
Play some of them Kerry Hilson records, like, things happen.
Yeah.
I was like, first of all, I want to go on tour with my friends. I want to go on tour with people that I like. Mm-hmm. But then, two, I want to be out there. This is an R&B money tour. I want the catalog to be expensive. Put some expensive catalogs. Mm-hmm. You know, Kerry got Hot 100s. Carl Thomas has timeless R&B.
I'm talking about timeless. I'm in parties today, right now, with Summer Rain. They play that at the top, in the middle of the party, at the end, like, they bring, what? And I grabbed the mic. I don't care where I'm at. No karaoke even playing.
Give me a little.
Oh my gosh, come on, Tank. You got paid for that.
Charlamagne has given us, you know, right. He's blessed us with his.
Storming.
Come on.
Outside when she keeps me home. That's my song. That's all you got.
Yeah.
That was the baby singing.
That was
my wife in college. Yeah, but we had that dorm rocking with Carl Thomas. Carl Thomas Emotional and Joe. My name is Joe.
I gotta do a tour with Joe too.
Yeah, man.
A tour and a song.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
People have been wanting that for quite some time. You know what I'm saying? I get you know, Joe likes to hide until it's time. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, you know, I'll be out, Playboy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to pop out. I'm going to see what's going on.
You mentioning everybody but TGT. I ain't nothing about no Tyrese and Genuine. What's up with that?
Yeah.
But you was in the studio with Reese. I saw you in the studio working on My Beautiful Pain.
I was over there.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think we're at a great place, man. Yeah. We're at a great place where I think now everybody collectively sees the value in what we are, in what we created. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, it's this resurgence of just that feeling of R&B. And so you got two guys from the 90s who got classic catalogs. You got me coming in from the 2000s who came up under these guys. Mm-hmm. And people are hungry and thirsty for that. Mm-hmm. And so you're gonna see some TGT, you know, fortunately. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
You got an album?
No, I don't know if we have an album, but we do have a couple moments.
Okay. Yeah.
That we're lining up that are gonna be very special. So that's all I can really say about that.
And I saw you the other night, man. I forgot, I don't know where y'all was at, but Flavor Flav was singing.
He was.
I forgot what he was singing. Was it
We were honoring, they were honoring, I don't want to get this wrong, the BP.
I don't remember.
You see there, I don't want to mess up the name of the organization. Ashana hit me and was like, we're honoring Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and we need you to do what you do. And I was like, cool, I'm in. You say Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, I'm in. I don't care what it is. And so we're honoring them, and Babyface is there. And, you know, I don't want to pressure Babyface to sing, but he's there. And I'm like, Babyface, if you want to sing, you can. You don't have to. And they started playing one of his songs, and we were singing, and Face was like, nah, let me handle that, young fella. And he started singing. Just Flavor Flav just came out of nowhere and just started singing.
You look surprised that he could hold a note.
No, that wasn't a surprise. It was just like think about it.
It's like, why'd you take the mic from Babyface to give it to Flavor Flav?
There we go. Okay. My thing is, Babyface is singing.
Got you.
All right?
Yeah.
And Flavor Flav has the gall and audacity
to take the mic from Babyface.
To run up and start singing against Babyface.
Yeah.
Why didn't you stop it? That's why the game need referees, Tank. You supposed to stop that right there. And
you big enough to stop and pause.
At that moment, right, it only goes one way. It only looks like disrespect.
Yeah.
In front of that many people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now it's Flavor Flav. He is Flavor Flav.
Right.
Let's not discredit him. He
Correct.
Is
that's
who
right,
he
right,
is.
Right. Absolutely.
And then I run up on him and say, hey, nigga, Babyface singing. Hold on right now, nigga. Hold on.
But
nigga.
Didn't he disrespect Babyface in a way?
Babyface has to fight that battle. Listen, and don't think that if Babyface felt the way, he wouldn't have handled it.
Right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Babyface is, listen, the songs are nice and soft and meek. Babyface is not.
Not a sucker.
He's a nice guy, but he's nobody's sucker. I promise you, if he felt the way, he would have, and I was kind of following his lead.
Gotcha.
If Babyface would have looked like he wasn't feeling it, then we would have handled that way. But it was all in good fun.
Well, yeah. R&B Money, The Vault is out
Vault,
right now.
Say it again.
The Vault is out right now, and we appreciate you for joining us.
We'll be out
on
the 26th.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, it's out right now, right?
Yeah, it's out right now.
It's out right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you gonna what are you gonna do with this music?
You already know what I'm doing. I gotta wait. I can't ain't too much I can do right now because I can't get pregnant twice in one, you know.
How far along are you?
5 months. I'm about to be 6.
5 months?
Yep.
That's a good time.
So, yeah, I'm still, look, I'm still on R&B Money.
That's a good time.
You can still move and groove in 5 months.
Oh, yeah, I'm still moving and grooving.
No,
that's... Trust and believe, I can't get pregnant.
Let me tell you something. My wife was pregnant.
It's some of the best.
It's the best time ever.
Some of the best.
Crazy. Best time ever.
Some of the best.
Crazy.
Some of the best time ever.
Oh, the secretions.
Oh,
my God.
Some of the best.
It's something extra in there.
It is.
Can I swim in your ocean?
Oh,
can I drown in it too?
Each time I bow tie.
I know that's right. How many people I put on to R&B Money? It's a no skip.
It's like ointment.
All right, Tank.
It's moist.
Album out right now. It's Tank. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20. Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.